Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
And welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Simmery, and I am ecstatic to introduce you to Joelle, who is the co-founder of Rodeo. Welcome, Joelle.
Hi.
So
thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So Rodeo is a woman-owned San Francisco-based harness company that has, I think, like an ingenious design that sets it apart from other harnesses. You want to just tell people why you're awesome?
Aw, thanks. Yeah, sure. So we are the first, I think we're the first in the world to actually take the harness and make it more everyday friendly. We basically combined cute boyish underwear with a rubber O-ring that can be used to perform. And you can wear it, it's great functioning harness, and you can wear it every day as underwear, so you're ready to go at any time and stylish.
Okay. So okay. When you and your co-creator were inspired to create this, like, did you see a particular need, or was it just like how did the inspiration come?
So it kind of just happened organically one night as the result of a mishap. I had a date, and we had agreed that we had already planned to have some fun that night, and I went to take my harness out of the draw, and I realized that I had broken it a few weeks earlier.
Oh no.
And the stores were closed, and I basically felt, I desperately got creative and sat down at my sewing machine and made the first pair of rodeos. So they
That's
were a hit,
brilliant.
And I showed a friend of mine, and she loved the idea and wanted to, she said we could definitely build something with this. So we started from there.
That is a delightful story. You have like great sewing skills and engineering.
I know. Well, you know, they weren't exactly what they look like now, but they worked.
Yeah, well, the design now is actually incredibly cute. Like, I love your site has like a lot of great images of it. They're like a sort of a briefish, boyish sort of thing, but they're definitely clearly meant for women's bodies. And like the colors are really cute. There's an emphasis on black and red and gray and that sort of thing. So they're definitely adorable.
Yeah, it's cool. People keep asking us, people that don't even use, I mean, like straight women keep coming up to us at events and saying, "Ooh, can I just wear these as regular underwear?" Because there aren't even a lot of women's underwear available that look like this. So
do you have any plans to expand from this particular design, like boy cut shorts or thongs or any other ideas like
that?
Yeah,
we're actually just about finished with the process of creating the boxer briefs. We should be seeing them in a couple of weeks if we're lucky. And a lot of people are excited about those because they're a little more boyish than the briefs.
So that's actually an interesting thing to bring up, that they're sort of boyish. And are you like it's an interesting cross, because the idea is that these are clearly built for women and it's a women's based company, but they're like boyish in appearance. Like, how do you feel about how it expresses in a gender way? Because they're definitely like a sort of androgynous looking underwear as opposed to like a very feminine, frilly, like lacy sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like androgynous was the way to start because we wanted something that would appeal to most women. Or when, you know, female identified, or I guess anyone who would wear a harness. But you know, we definitely want to be all inclusive, and as we're expanding, we're trying to hit all the different you know, identities out there right now. I mean, we have a more boyish pair coming out, and we definitely plan to also have a more feminine pair with, you know, we are going to include some lace, and we're in the middle of designing that at the moment for probably early next year.
Very cool. Glad to hear about the expansion of options, because these are definitely cute, but you know, like the more varieties, I think the more applications.
Definitely.
Make them work with more outfits.
I mean, you want to be able to wear them on different days of the week under different outfits and, you know, have options.
Like I'm excited because then when you come out with a thong and then they can go underneath jeggings, that'll be a whole thing. That'll change your life. No.
You've got big plans.
For Wednesday. No. Okay. So aside from the fact that you created them based off this like one date where, you know, you had this MacGyver moment that worked out really well. What critiques or thoughts had you had about like traditional harnesses that you'd encountered up to that point anyway?
Well, you know, first of all, it's sort of been like a buzzkill in the moment when you're getting hot and heavy and then you pull out the harness and it takes 5 minutes to get it all buckled and strapped. And it's kind of, you know, it's time consuming, but beyond that, I've never felt really sexy in a harness, in a traditional harness. I find that I have much respect for the harness industry, and you know, I think there's so many products out there that are really great and that appeal to a lot of people. But for me, most of the harnesses on the market have a very S&M look.
That is definitely true.
And it's not really my style. And I really like spontaneous fun out in public somewhere, and you know, you can't wear comfortably most harnesses under your clothes. So I've always sort of felt like, why aren't there more options?
There's always also been a concern that I've noticed where you either are going to sacrifice quality or design, or you're going to have to pay a ton of money for something that's like well made and,
yes,
and doesn't like definitely just shift around weird, and you have like some, you know, like, no, come back here, you know, some of that sort of problem. So,
or as in my case, they just break.
Yeah, there is that. So like, this is a nice like fit like right in the middle of that, because these are not like crazy expensive. They're like less than I have definitely seen for harnesses anyway. And then
we retail them normally for around $45, which is only $10 more than a really cute pair of underwear can be bought for.
Yeah, it's totally bonkers. And it comes with like this adorable bag and like also these dog tags, which I want to ask about. So what is the meaning behind the rodeo dog tags?
When we were launching, our first event was Pride, and we really wanted to just make ourselves visible at San Francisco Pride. And we just thought if we hit the streets and just gave everybody something that they would wear around their necks that looked flashy and cool, we would get some attention. And it definitely worked. People love the dog tags.
Yeah, you definitely have a cool, like, it has a design aesthetic that goes together, too, the boy short.
Yeah, it kind of looks cute as, like, a little ensemble.
Yeah, it's got, like, it's definitely hip. Like, this is not just an engineering thing. It's definitely also cute. So when you started making them, did you look into, like, much about where did strap-ons really come from? Like, how long have they been a product that was available to mainstream consumers?
You know, I don't know the origins or how long they've been around, but I know I think that just now is when we're beginning to see a revolution in harnesses. And I think similar to, we've been compared by some reviewers to, you know, back in the early century, 20th century. Women used to have to strap and buckle on a maxi pad.
I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, no one ever questioned that or felt like they had an option. And sometime in the 60s, it was the stick-on was created. And everyone suddenly was like, oh, my God, I can – there's – you know, it's just changed the whole market. And, you know, we're seeing – I think there's a few products out there right now that are really beginning to change the look and the feel of harnesses.
And it's also a nice option. I was having a discussion with a friend. I was showing her a pair of the Rodeo, and she and her partner tried using products where there was no harness at all. It was just, you know, like, for instance, a Fieldo, where one person is just, in their opinion, just essentially just holding on really hard. And there's a lot of logistical concerns with that, in terms of, like, you have to have, like, some physical requirements for that to actually just even work for you at all. Just going out the gate, somebody has to have, you know, the capacity to hold on to it using just their PC muscles. And
right, or there's the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You know, the really big ones that some people can't get in.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you want to get closer to your partner without having, like, a series of straps and things in the way. But, you know, just, like, logistically, we've just been continuously, like, working out, I guess, the kinks of it, as it were.
And I think that with the rodeos on, it just feels really natural, because you can feel, you know, their skin pretty much against yours without there being big obstructions in the way.
It reminds me a lot of, like, I've always tried to bring up on the show dry humping, because I think dry humping needs to make a real big comeback in general. So
I know, it was so great.
So
when I discovered it.
Yeah, it's like, it's reminiscent of that, because it's, I think dry humping is, like, at its core, not like it doesn't get the play that it should, because it's so equated with being, like, a high school thing to do, or, like, an early stages thing, and then you, like, move past it, and, like, but it's still totally an awesome activity. And so this is
really, because I think a lot of lesbians, that's a lot of times, you don't, it's cold and you don't want to take all your clothes off, or it's so easy for two women, I think, to do that.
Fair enough. Okay. So maybe the revolution is further along than I had even hoped.
We should take a poll.
We should. Okay. That's going up on the website. Shortly after this interview's over, we're going to talk about dry humping. So with many sex toy products, you have concerns about the materials that they're made out of. For instance, like, phthalates are always a concern, especially things that are, you know, meant to feel very soft. You know, they tend to have, you know, phthalates, perfect example of a thing that you have to worry about and look into the materials, or leather or something like that. But this doesn't have any of that. This is totally leather free. This is totally, like, safe for anybody to wear. What, you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. Yeah. So, I was really excited to be able to create a harness that wasn't made with leather. Cause I'm vegetarian and I don't buy leather products. So, the only option I used to have was the pleather harnesses that are out there. Mm-hmm. And those are so, not my style. we're all 95% cotton, 5% elastane, and then we have a rubber ring, and that's it. There's no chemicals and no leather. So pretty excited about that.
Which is why you can, like, wear it all day, and it's totally comfortable, and it's not even a deal.
Yeah, and you can throw them right in the machine and wash them.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, are they any harder to clean than any other underwear?
No, same. I mean, if you can throw them in the dryer, you can throw them in the washing machine and throw them in the dryer. They will shrink a little bit in the dryer, but if, you know, that actually works in a lot of people's favor. If they buy one that's a little too big on them, you want it nice and tight, so you can dry it. But if it's the perfect size, you just wash it, line dry it, and it's good to go.
Do you have any sizing suggestions for people, like, when they're going in to buy it? It's not like a small, medium, large situation, which I think is really helpful. But so how do you suggest people figure out what's the right one for them?
We have it sized in the same way that jeans or pants are sized, by inches. So you know, there's, like, a few inch range. So I think it's pretty easy for people to find their size.
So they would
offer a pretty big span at the moment, from 23 all the way up to 41.
And you just measure around your waist, around your hips?
Probably around your hips.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Like jeans. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So coming up with this product and getting it to the phase where it is now, how did the trial and error go there? How did you figure out how to make it work?
Well, I had a bunch of very willing friends to test our different, as we developed the design, we had some different styles and cuts and stuff, and we would just pass them along to friends, and we got some great stories and some great reviews. So, and it was certainly fun for me.
Any particular stories you can share with us?
Well, I know that I gave a pair to two friends who were on their way to New Mexico on a vacation, and they brought it with them for the first time, and they had their old trusty harness. And they, you know, after trying it out for the first night, they out of habit went to grab their old one the second night, and it was all tangled and, you know, in a big ball. And they said they threw it across the room and were like, that's it. I'm never using this again. It was just one time. And they were, even though it was just, you know, one of my sewing machine creations at that point, they were fans for life. So I was pretty excited to hear that.
Nice. So what are the future plans for Rodeo?
Well, we have, you know, as I said, we have the different styles coming out soon, and we're actually in the process of developing. I'm not exactly able to talk about it in detail yet, but I can just tell you it's going to be kind of revolutionary as well, and it's going to be able to be used with the rodeos.
Ooh. So we should keep our eye on you. That's what I'm getting.
Definitely. Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be big.
Beautiful. So do you, I do hope you keep in touch with us and let us know more about your new products as they become available. That'll be
definitely. You'll be the first. We'll send you a sample.
Oh my!
So you got the pair?
Yes. They are. They're in my hand right now. They're super cute. I got the black and red, which is like happily kind of my favorite colors anyway. So
when are you gonna test those out?
We'll talk about that on. We'll talk about that. All right. So thank you so much, Joelle. This has been phenomenal to get to talk about this revolution. I feel like I'm on the ground floor with something that's going to be really huge.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
So where can people find out about Rodeo products?
So we are online at www.rodeo.com. We have a Facebook page. We are on Twitter at /rodeos, and we also have a Tumblr page, Rodeo Zero.
And for those who are listening, Rodeo is spelled RODEOH. So
yes, Rodeo.
Yeah, I like it.
And I need to correct the Twitter. It doesn't have a zero. It's just Rodeos with an S at the end.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joelle. And I very much look forward to seeing what else becomes of this.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmare@gmail.com. And thank you.